It has to be really, really tall and long,
mm-hmm.
so that a chef's head can literally let off steam. So the hot air basically rises at the top of the head, leaving the chef cool and calculated to make his
meal. You see, I would bend at the knee to this preposterous suggestion, Jen. If I hadn't seen all those films of those stokers working on the old Queen Mary and on the Titanic, they're wearing flat caps. No toques for the stokers. That's my new autobiography. It was going to be 50 years from now. No toques for the stokers.
Huh? It might not have been cooking food.
What has it got to do with cooking food? Heat, madam, surely.
Also, to be fair, if they were
going to... Poor old Jen, she's only rung up.
Yeah, no, she's going to get some now as well. If what you're saying was true, surely they would have... I mean, I can see the tall hat arrangement going on, that's correct. Surely they would slice the top off and make a kind of chimney out of material.
But that's what she's saying.
No, she's saying, well, then why would they have the top on the hat?
Yes, why would they have the top on the hat?
Yeah, you've got to have...
They have the big cloudy puffage at the top
of the hat. You've got to have holes in the top to let...
But they don't. I mean, I'm only basing this on when Daffy Duck disappears out of frame and comes back in dressed as a chef. He had that kind of flopping over hat.
I'm sure she's thinking about the things you put on the end of legs of lamb and on the chicken's legs in cartoon.
Oh, I see.
They have a hole in the top.
It doesn't work, keeps all the hot air in.
So you're saying they are some kind of stovepipe, Lincoln-esque stovepipe.
It's a chimney for a head, basically.
It's a chimney for a head.
It lets off steam and it basically keeps...
You see, but with respect, and I know you called and you've been hanging on already, but he's not cooking his head. You see, that's the thing. There's a certain amount of heat involved in cooking, unless, of course, he's making consomme. But nevertheless, that's what he takes the hat off. Is it consomme or gazpacho?
Gazpacho.
Is it
okay?
What's consomme then?
It's like a very thin soup that you haven't paid for the meat.
This show could be said to be the consomme of British radio.
Not yet.
So it's what we're saying here. You're adamant in this, and you're taking it from what Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you heard this?
Yes, I think it sounds reasonable, although I agree with Danny. I can't see why, if the rationale was to let off steam, that you wouldn't actually have an opening at the top.
See, that's it. The phrase let off steam.
So basically, it's hygiene as well, you know. There's like a
little... She's backtracking.
And across the forehead to sort of collect the sweat from the chef's brow.
Yeah, but we only do...
When he's cooking, getting hot.
It's
a good thing, really.
We only pay lip service to that these days, because when you go into the fast food places, they wear them cardboard visors. And that's not keeping anything out of anything, is it? Because in the end, the cardboard visor in itself is like some kind of landfill. So,
yeah, that's right. But you do have like this little sort of tiny sort of sweat... sweat soaking up, I think, on the front of the forehead, which basically soaks up the sweat and lets...
But any hat... your toque is in the ring there, because you're saying... But when you're getting down to phrases like sweat soaker upper, I'm thinking perhaps the ladies in the scientific...